Carol Blodgett is wrapping up her 9th annual Water is Life walk, the first to include the Hudson River. Blodgett has been carrying water from the Hudson source to New York Harbor, where she'll empty it into the sea. It's part of her mission to restore the human-to-water connection. I caught up with Blodgett toward the end of her walk. Called Grandmother Carol, or Unchi Carol, by many around her, Blodgett has Penobscot lineage through her maternal grandmother, but was not raised in the tribe.
Long story short, I carry a bundle that is a bundle of responsibility. And so the responsibility was to always keep my personal decisions based on what's best for the next seven generations and of everything on this planet, not just human beings or not just indigenous children. And so with that context, in 2011, on my Omblesha, my vision quest, I was taken to the water. And so I have been carrying our waters because nothing lives without water. If we don't take care of that, then we don't have anything. We're in a mass extinction event right now. And the reality is we're not top on the food chain. You know, we live on everything that walks, swims, flies, or grows on this planet. And so we have a responsibility to care for those things. And so the indigenous life teachings or original instructions are that we have to live in harmony with everything. And so as indigenous people, we're really beginning to stand up and say, we have to get back to that. You know, we have to get back to that. And so you'll see us standing up everywhere for our water, for our land, for our sacred sites, because we're at the time where we don't have an option anymore. You know, our prophecies and our elders have been warning us for a long time, and those warnings have not been heeded by most of the dominant society. And so we just have to get more vocal. We have to get more visible. And so I carry the waters because women were always the water carriers. We're the life givers. Water is the life giver, and so we care for that element. And our rivers and our ocean are the blood vessels of our mother. And the tide ebbs and flows just like the heart beats, moving that water in and out. And through our body, our heart beats. And so that's kind of the ebb and flow of the tides. And, you know, we need to acknowledge that you can't keep putting these obstructions on our waterways and expect our mother to be healthy.
She began her walk June 3rd at the source of the Hudson in the Adirondacks. Along the way, she spent time with many, including staff at Riverkeeper in Kingston at the Hudson River Maritime Museum, and she describes what has impacted her most along the Hudson.
The beauty of that river early on is phenomenal. Even the beauty down here is phenomenal. However, even early on in the headwaters, just before you reach Henderson Lake, which is what they now call the headwaters. Actually, it's up at Lake Tear in the Clouds. You see the results of old mining of, you know, there's an old blast furnace where they mined iron ore, and you see how the river was diverted and changed for the logging process over the years. And so those kind of things are early on in the river. And then we begin to hit sewer treatment plants and storage depots for fuels of all kinds right on our waters. Sewer treatments are always on the water. And, you know, they test what comes out of that sewer treatment flow. But that what they can't test is what happens when it rains. And all those little tanks overflow and then go down into the river, and that's where you get your fecal contamination in the water, is because there's no cover on them. And so, you know, we have Indian Point, so we're putting in prayers before that and after that to, you know, to keep the water healthy and before every sewer treatment plant and after every sewer treatment plant, before and after dams, and locks our dams, even though we don't see it that way. It blocks that flow of blood. And so it's just a lot of very mixed moments of beauty and happiness and seeing people connect because they see you connecting. It's just beautiful, but it's also painful. It's just a huge mix of those moments.
Blodgett's previous walk was along the Housatonic River. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.